J.R. Seattle's Bobby Simon waiting for the fellows that are on the barge.
Ready to go, Bobby.
Namely, you ready to go?
All set.
All set. All right. Now the largest radio out into the Northwest makes it to the races as we switch you to Lake Washington with Pat O'Day and the number one hydroplane broadcasting crew in America.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you that didn't join us earlier, we welcome you to the 1970 Seafair Trophy race on Lake Washington. This is Pat O'Day along with a really fantastic crew of hydroplane announcers. In the south turn here on Lake Washington, we have John Maynard. Hello, John.
Hello, Pat.
We're getting ready for Heat 2B. Are you all situated?
All situated.
A lot of excitement. What's everyone doing on the beach today?
Well, of course, I've been getting a lot of requests for songs, among other things.
I think
a few people feel this is our main broadcast studio here.
That's fine. Up in the north turn, Gary Shannon. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Pat.
Gary's on top of a house up there watching the race and enjoying it. Gary, a lot of excitement in the pits. Incidentally, Notre Dame blew a hole in the side of her engine. I know you're probably curious as to exactly what happened.
Well, I wanted the Shamrock Lady to come home. Shannon without the Shamrock Lady.
Leif Borgerson was almost in tears, but he says, well, I'm going to go out and do it again. Thank you, Gary.
Hanging on
for the start of Heat 2A. And here's how the drawing went. Now, since we were on the radio last, the drawing has been made, and here's how it goes for the second heat of the day. It has three sections again. Heat 2A is Pay and Pack. That's Pride of Pay and Pack. That's the twin Chrysler engine boat with Ron Larson. Alice Van Lines 1, that's another cab over boat driven by Bob Gillum. Budweiser with Dean Chenoweth, Murr's Sheet Metal, and Vance PX. Murr's Sheet Metal, Bill Muncy, and Vance PX. Now, the exciting thing is that Budweiser and Murr's Sheet Metal are going to mix it up on the course in just a few minutes. In about 3 minutes, as a matter of fact, they'll be underway and running, and what a race that'll be. Budweiser has 400 points, Murr's Sheet Metal, Bill Muncy has 129 after he was penalized a lap in the first heat for cutting in front of Miss Madison, driven by Jim McCormick. So that's the story. Now, the Pan Pack is on the course. The Pan Pack team has a thing they do. They touch the sponson. As the driver leaves the pits and goes by the starting barge, he reaches out of the cockpit and slaps his hand on the sponson. Tommy Fultz started that tradition, and now it's a tradition in the entire Pan Pack racing team with their dragsters and everything. It's just one of the things you might look for out here on the lake. You hear the big powerful sound of Murr's Special going by the barge right now. A very, very, very unhappy Bill Muncy this afternoon. He thought he had the first place in the first heat of the day, only to discover that he'd been penalized a lap for an infraction, and the debate as to whether he did or he didn't will go on and on and on and on. But the referee said he did. That's how it ends. You can look at the playbacks. You can look at everything. If the referee says you cut in, and that's racing. Point-wise, in this heat, Pay and Pack, Ron Larson, that's the twin Chrysler Pay and Pack, pride of, has 300 points. Alice Van Lines won because of a very peculiar race in which he finished in like 14 minutes and 40 seconds, but everybody else had quit running. Alice Van Lines' Bob Gillum has 300 points also. Budweiser has 400 points. Vance PX, driven by Mickey Riemann, has 169 points. And Murr's Sheet Metal Muncy, after his disqualification in that first heat, 127 points. So now you're caught up on the point situation. Again, Heat 2A, Pay and Pack, Alice Van Lines, Budweiser, Murr's Sheet Metal, Van PX. Listen for the 1 minute gun. It's due right now. Gary Shannon, as soon as you hear the 1 minute gun, take it.
We have about 5 seconds to the gun.
4, 3, 2. Gary Shannon.
All right, now at the top of the turn. Vance PX is out in the lead of the pack as they round the turn. They're just entering the entrance buoy of the north turn, the floating bridge turn. Behind it, the Pay and Pack. Budweiser inside and third. Murr's Special is behind the Budweiser. He's in lane two. We'll talk about lanes. Lane one, two, and three, depending on who's inside and then to the outside, relatively speaking. The inside belongs to Budweiser. Murr's Special is in lane two. The Pay and Pack in lane three. Vance PX outside in lane four. It's going to be a beautiful start. Here comes those rooster tails. Budweiser inside. Murr's Special. The lead boat right now is Vance PX. Behind him.
Here they come. Thank you, Gary Shannon. We're going to have a good start. We may have had a gun jumping by one boat. I don't know. But on the inside is the Budweiser, and the Murr's is next to it. As they come into the Seward Park turn, the Budweiser's on the rail. He's on the post. Mers is next to him on the outside. Mers with a little lead, John Maynard.
All right, they're coming thundering into the south turn. I can't quite tell at this point who is in the lead. As soon as they start to go around the turn, I'll give you the details on it. All right, going into the entrance buoy, and in the number one position
Munchie's out of
Budweiser. Pay and Pack is number two. Number three is the Vans PX.
Thank you, John. Munchie just went dead in the water. Munchie's dead in the water down there. Something happened. The lead boat is the Budweiser as they come out of the turn, and the Pay and Pack is charging for the lead on the outside. That's the twin-engine Chrysler Pay and Pack. But now Budweiser steps on it. Here he comes, and it's a good race up the back stretch. The boats are very close together. Budweiser has the lead halfway through the back chute. He's got it turned on real well. The Pay and Pack is number two. That's the pride of Pay and Pack. And the number three boat is the Vans PX, driven by Mickey Riemann. And Mers Special is dead in the first turn. Mers Special is dead in the water. Bill Munchie in a disappointing afternoon for him. Gary Shannon, they're completing the first lap. They're in the north turn. It's yours.
The Budweiser now going to the entrance buoy, the north turn. In second place, the Pay and Pack. In third place, Vans PX. They're pretty well grouped together. Now, one third of the way through the turn, the Budweiser behind it, the Pay and Pack, by about 250 feet. That's the margin between one and two. Outside wide, the Vans PX. Here comes Dean Chenoweth. He's at the exit buoy of the north turn. Pay and Pack in the outside with Ron Larson. In third place, Vans PX driving toward the barge, the Budweiser.
Dean Chenoweth may be on his way for 800 points right now. Dean Chenoweth has the Budweiser running beautifully and well out in front. The second place boat is trying to Pay and Pack, who may be heading for 600 points. Listen to it. Listen to the moan of those Chrysler Hemis. What a sound. What a brute force sound it has. The third place boat driving beautifully, Mickey Riemann. And that is the Van PX boat. Vans PX, a newly acquired sponsor. Vans PX jumped the clock, so although he appears to be in third, well, he's still in third place because Munchie isn't running, but he's a lap behind the others. They're in your turn, John Maynard.
They're in the south turn. Budweiser at the top of the turn, maintaining a number one lead. Number two coming up behind him. Pride of Pay and Pack. He's at the top of the south turn and around the bend, sliding into it. Here it comes. Vans PX in number three position. They're heading out of the south turn now. They're going up the backstretch, Pat.
Thank you, Johnny Maynard. The Budweiser in his second of five times around the course. Miss Budweiser. It wrecked at Pasco only 2 weeks ago. He came out of a turn and something went wrong. The back end went way up in the air, and the boat hydraulicked into the water, tearing the skin loose from the top and the bottom. The entire top and bottom of the boat has been replaced in only 2 weeks' time, and he's leading in heat 2A of the 70 Seafair Trophy race. He's two-thirds of the way down the backstretch. The second-place boat now, and what happened to the Pride of Pay and Pack? The Pride of Pay and Pack, we don't see. She is dead in the water on the backstretch. That's a shame. She was running so well. That's the twin-engine Chrysler boat, the Pride of Pay and Pack. So it's down to one of those things called a two-boat race again, and the race is only two laps old. Gary Shannon, north turn.
While the Budweiser is at the exit buoy of the north turn, the second-place boat, Vans PX, at the top of the turn. That's the margin. Gene Chenoweth and the Budweiser, it's a two-boat race. Behind it, Vans PX, Mickey Raymond's driving. Back to you, Pat, on the barge.
They're trying to get the Pay and Pack started again. Meantime, Dean Chenoweth completes the second lap, and now the Pay and Pack is running again. He got those twin Chryslers started again somehow, and he's running. And now he's not running. He'll try again to get it started. So to catch you up, the boats that are running at this time, the heat started with four boats. Munchie was the first to go dead in mirror sheet metal. Munchie went dead in the very first turn after he made a charge for the corner. With Dean Chenoweth, the Budweiser, and the Mers were neck and neck, and Bill was really stepping on it. And then he lost power going into the turn. Lost power and is dead in the water in the Seward Park turn. The next boat to drop out was the Pay and Pack. And the Pay and Pack is resting exactly halfway to the backstretch. So the Budweiser has the lead. And the second place boat is still the Vans PX with Mickey Riemann. Only Mickey Riemann's another lap behind because he jumped the gun. So that's how they stand. And the Budweiser's on the third to five times around the course. And Gary Shannon, take it and call the Budweiser run up the stretch, if you would.
With the Goodyear blimp looking down on the Miss Budweiser, now halfway up the back stretch, heading for the entrance buoy of the north turn. The margin has opened up, of course. Mickey Riemann in the Vans PX behind. And now the Budweiser is at the entrance buoy. He's a third of the way through the north turn. He's two-thirds of the way through the north turn. Avance PX now at the entrance buoy of the north turn as
Gary,
the Budweiser rounds the turn.
We've had a change in ruling from the referee. The Vans PX is legal. They took a look at the picture. They take a picture right on the start. When the gun goes off, they snap a picture and they have a line, an imaginary line drawn across the lens of the camera that shows the starting line. And the picture turned out that that the PX is running a legal race right now. They did not jump the gun. But it, strangely enough, doesn't turn out to matter because the Budweiser and the Vance PX are the only boats running. So, and he's not going to catch Budweiser, I don't think. So that's how it stands. In the meantime, I'm sure a very saddened Ron Larson floats and drifts slowly northward over on the backstretch as the Pride of Pan Pack, the twin Hemi Chrysler-powered boat, lost power on the backstretch. He tried to start it again. He got one engine going, ran for a little bit. And, all right, have we changed again? Oh, here are the lap times so far. And Dean Chenoweth has slowed down. He returned the first lap at 102 and then 94 and 96 miles an hour. You see, this gives him 800 points, and he's not going to take a chance on blowing a mill. He's just going to keep it running. Because when it gets down to the final shot, there's Tommy Fultz coming with a little buzzard, and that's who Chenoweth has got to run against. So he'll sacrifice some elapsed time here just to make sure he gets the 800 points. And after all, the boat has just been rebuilt. There could be problems. Why push it if you don't have to? They're going up the backstretch, past the log boom jammed with hundreds of boats and thousands of Seattle Seafair and unlimited hydroplane racing fans this afternoon. The Budweiser is in the north turn right beneath Gary Shannon.
Budweiser at the top of the turn. Mickey Raymond in the Vance PX at the entrance buoy of the north turn. Mickey Raymond, one of the top limited drivers in California, enjoying his first ride today in unlimited hydroplane racing. Running the turn, the Budweiser is past the exit buoy and is heading toward the barge, Pat.
Thank you, Gary. I think this is the green flag lap. This is the fourth of the five times around the course. Yes, the green flag is up. He's got another 3 miles to go. 3 miles right now. John Maynard in the south turn, where, of course, Muncy went dead in the water, and that was the biggest thing that happened really in this heat, because Muncy and Budweiser were a sure shot for a real duel. Anyway, Johnny, take it.
Muncy, of course, dead in the water. Here comes Chenoweth in the Budweiser. Chenoweth has been swinging wide, going around Muncy, as Vans PX has been going in between the entrance buoy to the south turn and between Muncy's boat. Muncy was out in the bow of his boat, I'm sure, in despair, is now back inside the boat. There goes Budweiser completing the south turn. Vans PX coming in once again between the buoy and Muncy's boat, which is dead in the water. There they go up the back stretch.
All right, the last lap was turned to 98 miles an hour. I have got a feeling, I could be wrong, but I was just looking at the amount of smoke coming out of the stack on the Budweiser when it seems to miss. I think he doesn't have one of his best running engines in it. I really believe that he has a problem in the engine, and that's why the lap times are so slow. The point being that if Bill Muncy could have kept it running, Muncy might have had himself a lot of points out here, because I don't believe the Budweiser is running normally. And not too far behind him is the Vans PX, who's going to pick up 300 points. So that's kind of the story here at Heat 2B, or 2A, of the 1970 Seafair Trophy race. Gary Shannon, as he comes around for the final time in this heat, tell us the story of the Budweiser.
At the top of the turn, the Budweiser. Of course, we know the Budweiser, I believe, is number two in national point standings. He'll pick up all the marbles here in Heat 2A. He's at the exit buoy of the north turn right now as Vans PX, Mickey Raymond, is making the turn to the top of the north turn. Here comes the Budweiser for a victory in Heat 2A.
Listen to him. Dean Chenoweth and the Miss Budweiser. And the gun sounds as Heat 2A finishes. And it happened! Vans PX went dead in the water. He's trying to keep it running, and let's see if he makes it to the barge. He's 800 yards away. He's 700 yards away. 600. He's not running well. He's barely moving. 400 yards. 300. 200. He's going to make it. The Vance PX made it. He'd gone completely dead in the water, and he got the boat started. A phenomenal thing. It was worth 300 points to him. And that's very important in the run for the Seafair Trophy money this afternoon. So the winner is Miss Budweiser. Miss Budweiser and Dean Chenoweth have picked up 400 points. And the that's, of course, a grand total of 800 points for the Budweiser so far this afternoon. And the second place vote is Vance PX and Mirror Special. Went dead in the water and did not finish. And for the Vance PX, that's a total of 469 points this afternoon, which maybe will give her an opportunity to get into that final heat of the afternoon. And in the pits, Norm Gregory is waiting for the arrival of the Budweiser. Norm, come on in.
Yes, I'm standing here. We can't even. Oh, here comes the Bud around the corner. I just had Mrs. George McKernan by my side. I can't see her now. The crew chief's wife, I was going to talk to her. She looks happy. And they're all holding up the victory sign as the boat comes around the corner and right into the pits. You're probably here. What? Vance PX looks like it's going pretty good now, Pat.
You got it running again.
A little late. Who was third? There wasn't any third.
There was no third place boat, Norm. Mirror Special
right.
Went dead in the south turn.
Yeah, one of
the Pride of Payin' Pack and Ron Larson are drifting slowly in the back stretch in front of the log boom.
One of the Budweiser crew members asked me. Dean stopped the craft about 50 feet from the pier, and he's floating in now in his space-age helmet. Took his gloves off, Pat.
You do give us all the news,
yeah,
don't
well,
you, Norm?
I give you all the news and snooze. You ever look at the water down here, Pat?
No, I really haven't,
Norm. Yeah, it's all full of weeds and stuff.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's all over the... Lee Shonis' job over here with the mirrors is to clean the weeds off the shaft. I saw him doing it.
To clean the weeds, the weeds off the shaft trick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, one of the
right.
oldest tricks in hydroplaning.
Well, that's what happens when you retire from the...
Is there anything about the Budweiser that interests you, Norm?
Well, he's putting that half hitch on the bow again.
The old half hitch on the bow trick. A guy there,
he's
they
about
got it all together down there, don't
he's
they?
He's about 15 feet from me. I can't get to him because they won't let me out on the
I got
pier.
Something that may interest you.
Okay.
The Budweiser is now within, listen to this, is within 96 points in the national standings of the MERS.
I'll tell Dean that here as soon as I get to him.
96 points, and there's no way that Muncie can make it into the final heat of the day because he doesn't have it. He only has 129
that's right.
points.
That's the last time we'll see him out today, right?
Yes, so you have a new leader in the national point standings now.
He's getting smothered by George McKernan and Bernie Little, the owners here. And if I can
I'm
get
sorry, that's 46 points. That's the difference.
Only 46 points from the lead.
46, that's right. If Budweiser finishes the final heat today, he will automatically vault into the lead in the national point standings for unlimited hydroplanes.
Here comes the crane. The crane is taking Parco Ring Miss into the water, which will be in 2B, right?
Right. Right.
See, I'm on top of it.
How close are you to talking to Dean Chenoweth?
About 20 feet. He's not moving toward us at all, Pat. He should. Everybody's standing here anxiously awaiting.
Try this. Try the old "Hey Dean, come here" trick.
I can't even. No, he's out of. He's out of earshot. He's now looking at the cockpit. Like, oh, was I sitting there? Oh, now he's.
I would like, if you possibly can, we've got a bumblebee
here
on the
starting
barge. Oh, here we come. We got a bumblebee on the starting barge.
Oh, that's exciting. But I've
carrying everybody to death.
I've got one. 46 points, was it, Pat?
46 points.
Let me get in here.
Go get him.
I've been appearing before this mic a lot of times this afternoon.
Thank you.
You scared us all with that puff of smoke. What'd you do it for?
We had a little mag that was sputtering on us, and I had to act like a little carburation problem, but nothing real serious that we can't fix. I just kind of took it to the inside, and I maybe thought MERS might try to go in a little tight and suck me over the gun, you know, jump the gun. So I played it safe by about 3 or 4 seconds, because that would be fatal if I jumped the gun. And I had it planned out, and it looked to me like he was a little bit ahead. So I played it on the inside, and I stood on it, and I just come right on up with him. And just by the time I got the side of him, that's when he blew.
When did you determine that you had no competition?
Well...
Dean would never say that.
Thank you. Too long to find out that you were just
Dean, a year ago, you were driver of Mirror Special, had the national point lead when you came into Seattle, and it was the Miss Budweiser with Bill Stair driving that overtook you and went on to win the national championship. Now the situation is reversed. You have moved to within 50 points or less of the national point lead right now, and it seems like 365 days later, history repeats itself, only this time you're on the giving end instead of receiving.
You would have asked me that question 2 weeks ago today. I would have told you, yeah. I didn't really know. You know, we'd had a little bad luck after Tampa. We'd ordered some new propellers, and it seemed like everything was going against us. Then we got this propeller at Madison, and we won. And, gosh, I just thought, you know, well, we're a few hundred points behind, but we can make it up. And then last week, you know, our accident in Pasco. And I began to think, well, how long is this luck going to last?
Thank you, Dean,
so
very much.
Maybe with one race left, it broke.
Bernie,
it
looks like to be.
That was Dean Chenoweth, Pats. And if you'd like, I could stick around here, maybe get a word with Bernie Little.
I certainly would love to hear from Bernie, and we'll try and get the speed, the final speed on the race before we shoot back to the station for just a few minutes.
Bernie, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Dean done a whale of a good job.
Are you happy the way the boat's running?
Very, very happy.
Are there any problems? It seems a little rough one spots.
Oh, no. When you run that slow speed, it looks rough. It rides better running on it at 150, 160 mile an hour than it does riding at 100.
The water's not bothering him.
No, no. Dean says it's great, and he's on go for the final.
Okay, you're within 46 points of the national lead now.
Yes, sir. I think we ought to wrap it up here. We did last year, I think, and we're hoping to this year.
Bernie Little, Pat, back to you.
Thank you very much, Norm Gregory. Again, the story on the race was MERS special Bill Muncie dying. The engine went dead in the first corner. Prior to Pay Impact's engine, Ron Larson, the twin Chryslers, one of them quit. So the race was between the Vans PX, Mickey Riemann, who picked up 300 points, and the Budweiser, Dean Chenoweth, getting the 400 points. And that's the story of Heat 2A. Heat 2B gets underway at 2:45. 2:45, and that's about 13 minutes from right now. As a public service, KJR is broadcasting the 70 Seafair Trophy race from Lake Orange. Oh, Tom Murphy has something to... I almost went off the air, Tom, without getting your color on the race.
Well, I've been here the whole race. I hadn't really contributed.
How did
much.
You like it?
Well, I think that Bernie Little has it together. That's what I think. I think that he's been through a lot, the Budweiser, but he's got the thing going, and I'm really very happy for him.
As a public service, KJR is broadcasting the 1970 Seaford Trophy race in Lake Washington. Today, you're a part of the largest listening audience in Seattle radio. This is Pat O'Dane. We'll be back in the lake in about 8 minutes.
Then you can monster mash.
All right, in Heat 2A, here's what took place. The Atlas van line was unable to start in time. Bill Muncie in Mears sheet metal special went dead in the water after less than a lap and virtually lost his national point standing lead, you know. The pride of Pay Impact also went dead in the water, leaving the race to Dean Chenoweth in the Miss Budweiser's. Chenoweth thus moved within 40 points of Bill Muncie in the national point standings. Vans PX, the only other boat to finish the heat, picked up 300 points. Heat 2B will take place in just a matter of minutes, as a matter of fact, as KJR covers the 1970 Seafair races from the lake with a Goodyear blimp remaining overhead. This is Bobby Simon from KJR Seattle playing his records, Digging on the Race and Diana Ross. Ain't no mountain high enough. The largest radio audience in the Northwest goes to the races. We switch you to Lake Washington with Pat O'Day and the number one hydroplane broadcasting crew in America.
And the big thing happening at the moment, Bobby Simon, is that Tommy Foltz can't get the little buzzer started up and down the shore. You won't be able to see this because he's behind us, right behind the starting barge, but they can't get the little buzzer started. Now, a boatload of crewmen from the back crew have just come out in a small boat alongside him and are working feverishly over the engine. On the course at the present time, we have the Miss Owensboro was running, the Park O-Ring Miss Billy Shoemaker is running, and the Totem Trader Sales with Walt Cade. Those three boats are running. But back behind the starting barge, they're trying to get the Pay and Pack Little Buzzard started. Now, the Little Buzzard has 400 points, and he, along with Dean Chenoweth, are the favorites at this moment. And the suspense continues. Will they get it running? The mechanic is still working over the engine. I don't know if they can figure out at this point exactly what is wrong. He has at this point exactly 2 minutes and 26 seconds to get the boat running. In other words, he cannot start it after the 1 minute gun. He cannot start the boat after the one-minute gun goes off. That's it. So three boats are running at the present time, the Owensboro and the Totem trailer sails of Yakima and the Park O-Ring and Bill Shoemaker. And the suspense continues. He's got it 2 minutes and one, 2 minutes even to get the boat running. Oh, what a disappointment this would be for the Pan Pac people. Because the first of the season didn't go so well for them. Their trials and tribulations with the new boat, and then, of course, the problems of any boat running, and the little buzzard didn't always perform up to expectations in the first part of the season. But now they're ready to go with 400 points. They'd like to get out and win, and the boat won't start. And now apparently there's some frustration because the crewman is on the deck of the boat, and he's quit working on the engine. He's quit working on the engine. The helicopter goes overhead.
About 2 minutes, 1.5.
Can, Tom, you're watching it. You see it a little better than I do. Exactly what are they doing right now?
Well, the crewman is sitting on the deck of the plane, and he seems to be talking more with the fellows in the boat that brought him out than Tommy Fultz. Tommy's just kind of sitting there from what I can see.
Tommy apparently has no spark because apparently it only fired over once. I wonder if he blew a...
He's working on it now, Pat. The crewman's over.
He's got 60 seconds to get started, and that's all. Hydroplanes are funny things, folks. You never really know. There's the national point leader, MERS Special. And he didn't make it today. He went dead in the water once and had an infraction once.
He's still working, Pat. I, of course, don't know what he's doing because I can't see, but I can't see him working over there.
He only has about 30 seconds to get it started right now. If he's not starting in 30 seconds, he's not in it.
Yeah.
And that would be very, very sad for Tommy Fultz and very, very sad for the people from Pan Pac. Dave Herrensberger and Mr. Headley and the whole crew that worked so hard to make these boats important.
What would make that do that, Pat? Do you know offhand? I know you're not a mechanic.
Well, they're great big engines, and because they're big and so high-powered, they're finicky. And, you know, they've hopped the engines up. They have different electrical systems, and they have different cams and this and that and the other thing. And when you get hybrid equipment, funny things happen. It's one of those great puzzles.
Nope.
There's the one-minute gun, and isn't that a shame? The Pan Pac did not make it. The Pan Pac was not able to start for this heat. I'm heartbroken for Tommy Fultz.
I really am, too, because, like I say, it's been such a good season for them, and they just couldn't get it going.
He worked so hard all through the week to test the boat out and to get it running just right. It's just a very, very, very unfortunate situation. Up and down the beach, we'll make the one announcement. The Pan Pac will not be in this heat. They couldn't get it started. It's right beside us here, and it's a very unfortunate thing. We're inside the one-minute gun. To the north turn, three hydros running, Gary Shannon.
Owensboro inside. The lead as they head toward the exit buoy in the north turn. Marco on the outside, lane two, inside. It's the Owensboro and Marco. Trailer sails is out of it. Marco and the Owensboro heading for the barge and Pat O'Day.
There's the start. The lead boat as they go over the line, it's a dead even tie as we start heat 2B in the 1970 Seafair Trophy race. The third place boat is Walter Cade and the Totem Trader Sales, which is formerly the Fascination. They go into the south turn with Owensboro in the lead and Park O-Ring second and John Maynard.
Here come the Thunderboats into the south turn. Owensboro maintaining the lead. He's at the entrance buoy to the south turn. Going across, he's a third of the way into the turn. And immediately behind him is Parcos O-Ring Miss. Owensboro is now leaving the south turn. Parcos O-Ring, the top of the turn, the Totem, following up in third place. And there they go down the backstretch.
All right, and it's kind of a saddened group here on the barge that Tommy Fultz and the Pan Pac didn't get started. But it's a good day for Bill Starrett Jr. His father, Bill Starrett Sr., was the national driving champion last year. And now this same boat that Bill Starrett used to drive when it was called the Chrysler Crew is holding a lead of about 500 yards as he's halfway through the backstretch on the first of five laps around the course. And Walter Cade is about to overtake the Parco in the former Fascination, which is now called the Totem Trailer Sales. He caught him. He passed Billy Shoemaker, the former Fascination, the Bob Gilliam boat. Kind of a ne'er-do-well craft out here over the years, has jolted into second place, Gary Shannon.
All right, that's right. Walter Cade and the trailer sails now running second, going way outside. The Owensboro in first place, just past the exit buoy, the north turn, heading for the barge. But there's a race still for first and second. Marco Ulrich on the inside. Trailer sails outside. Walter Kate has it. Bouncing. Here comes your lead boat, Pat.
Thank you very much, Gary. And you see the black smoke coming from the engines of both the Marco and the Totem as they pour on the nitrous oxide and make the run, and they've completed one lap. Walter Cade, 65 years old, is running in second place. Billy Shoemaker is third. The lead boat is the Owensboro to the south turn, Seward Park and John Maynard.
Here they come in their distinct positions, 1, 2, and 3. Owensboro entering the south turn, and there he slides around the entrance buoy. Coming up in number two is the Totem Special, which took over second place. Got by Shoemaker and Parco Zollring. Here comes Shoemaker in third place. And the number one boat, Owensboro, is into the backstretch.
All right, and as they go up the backstretch, and you realize that Billy Sturrett is putting himself in a real challenging position in points here. If he wins this, he's got 700 points. He'll be very close to Budweiser. And now Walter Cade is going to make a charge at the Owensboro. I can't believe it. This boat has never run this fast in its life. The first lap for the Owensboro was 105 miles an hour. We're in the second lap of five laps. Heat 2B, 70C Fair Trophy Race on KJR. And as they go into the north turn, Gary Shannon.
The Owensboro in first place. Now at the entrance point in the north turn, Walter Cade. And what was the fascination? I can't believe it. That boat was the old fascination. The trailer sails is in the outside. It's in second place. Owensboro, they're both bouncing in the north turn. Owensboro heads toward the exit buoy. He's at the exit buoy now.
And Walter Cade has grabbed the inside, and I think he's going to try and make a run at him. Walter Cade is on the inside of the course. Look at that rooster tail kick. Walter Cade is making a run at the Owensboro in the former fascination, and it's really running. He's narrowed the gap to 100 yards, 150 at the most. And a great race for first and second. They come toward John Maynard. Oh, by the way, the third place boat is Billy Shoemaker, and that's in the Parcos. They come to the south turn, Seward Park, John Maynard.
Here comes the Owensboro, and Totem is coming up. You can see him coming down the straight stretch, and the Totem is contending for that first place position. Here comes Owensboro. He's into the south turn now. He's halfway through the south turn at the top of the turn. There's the Totem, and Owensboro is now leaving the south turn while the Totem is at the top of the turn. There goes the Totem. He's exiting the south turn here at Seward Park. Pat?
Thank you, John. What was a very tight race just a minute ago isn't so tight anymore, as Walter Cade backed way off on it. The second lap was 103 miles an hour, but Walter Cade has allowed quite a gap now to appear between himself and the first place boat, the Owensboro, which was a lead of 150 yards, is now a lead, I would guess, of 625 yards approximately. North turn, Gary Shannon.
Bill Sturrett charging around the entrance buoy to north turn. And then we have the trailer sails making a bid. The rooster tail is surprisingly high for Walter Cade, veteran driver on the Unlimited Circuit. Now at the top of the turn, your lead boat. The Owensboro is at the exit buoy of the north turn, heading for the barge. Your third place boat is just getting to the north turn. Pat?
Thank you, Gary. The Owensboro, you'll hear it pass the starting barge here in just a moment. The sound of the engine, Billy Sturrett Jr. Walter Cade, apparently satisfied with the second place in this heat, has allowed a gap to open up. There's the Totem. Sometimes the guys have said trailer sails and sometimes Totem. It's actually called Totem Trailer Sails. Speed on the third lap. Here may be one reason that they opened up a difference between the two boats, because Bill Sturrett went back to 105 miles an hour on the third time around the course. And Billy Shoemaker, who just can't get the speed out of the Parco, he goes over the line. They spent bundles of loot on this new Parco. They got one of the best drivers, Billy Shoemaker, who was national champion in the Bardol. They had Ed Carlson of Seattle build the hull, just like they built the Bardol. They got the best in engines, the best in pit crew. Why won't the boat go? One of the puzzles of hydroplaning. You might ask, why didn't the little buzzard start? I think everybody wonders that now. And everybody feels so sorry for Tommy Fultz. With 1.5 laps left to go, with a total of, a lap is 3 miles, 4.5 miles left.
You're asking me? I don't know.
I'm asking you, Murphy. 4.5 miles. Now about 4 miles to go, Gary Shannon, it's your turn.
Billy Sturrett, top of the turn.
as he makes, he's two-thirds of the way through the north turn now. Walter Cade is just getting to the entrance buoy on the north turn as the Owensboro reaches the exit buoy right now in heat 2B with one more lap to go, Pat.
He'll come down here and get the green flag, getting the green flag, and that'll mean that he's got one more lap to go, 3 miles around the course. He's 400, 300, 200, 100. One more lap to go, 3 miles for Bill Sterrett in the Owensboro. Second place boat, still running well. Walter Cade, 65 years old. A haul that's about 15 years old. Called the Totem today. U88, orange. What happened to the Parco? Around the course, south turn. Johnny Maynard, do you see the Parco?
Shoemaker is standing out on the bow now of the Parco and has gone dead in the water. Almost the identical place where Muncy went dead in the last heat. Owensboro was swinging wide to avoid Parco. And here comes a Totem at the top of the south turn. Apparently, he was in the south turn when he went dead. Shoemaker was. Apparently, his engine just quit. And who knows what's wrong? There they go up the backstretch.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be negative, but I'll tell you something about unlimited hydroplane racing. It is really neat if you've got 12 boats. It's really neat if you've got 18 boats. When you've got 14, you don't end up with so many boats in the preliminary heats, and as a result, you end up with the two-boat races. And they say that by next year, there's going to be like 18 or 20 boats on the circuit. One of the situations is there's 14, and they can't start more than six in a heat, so they had three heats. The two boats die, so you only got two running, so that's the way it happens. But the last heat of the day is going to be a gas because all of them will be going then. Bill Sterrett Jr., his father was a national champion last year. Hate to be redundant, but that's the story on a guy, and great hydroplaning is a tradition in that family. The family owns the boat. The boat called the Owensboro from Kentucky is 500 yards from victory. Listen for the gun. 4, 3, 2, 1. And 400 points and a total of 700 for the afternoon for Bill Sterrett Jr. And coming down the course now to take a second place, 65-year-old Walter Cade. His boat, the Totem, the former Fascination. And a big hand goes up around here as Walter Cade ran a great race. And two boats did not, well, one boat did not start. The little buzzer did not start. Oh, by the way, the last lap on the Owensboro was 103. It was 105, 103, 106, 105, 103. A great race for the Owensboro. A tremendous job by a very, very young driver. Billy Sterrett can't be over 21 or 22 years old. Parco O-Ring missed, did not finish. And, of course, the sad thing is Little Buzzard and Tommy Fultz did not start. Why, we don't know. We'll get the word from the pits, I'm sure, in just a little bit. Norm Gregory, you're in the pits. Have you heard anything as to what happened to the Buzzard?
Not yet, Pat. I can't get to Tommy Fultz, and of course he and Dave Herrensberger are very upset, and they're out on the finger pier beyond our reach. Tim Burgess is standing by when the winner comes in, and so why don't you check back in about 5 or 10 minutes?
All right, great. The scene is Lake Washington in Seattle. It's a cloudy day, but there has been no rain. There was a 20% chance predicted. There's a crowd that the police estimate of 200,000 people here. Over the head, the Goodyear blimp floats through the sky. The Coast Guard helicopter circles the course in case of an accident. In the perimeter of the racing area, seaplanes and other aircraft circle. On the far side of the race course, a log boom that's a mile and a half long, 2 miles long. The log boom with thousands of pleasure craft and thousands of people on board enjoying this final day of Seafarer 70. What a great event it is. And here on Lake Washington, beautiful water, beautiful running conditions today. Along the beach, the site of 1,000 picnics. Everywhere you look. Tom, describe the scene on the beach for everybody today.
Well, as I look at the beach, I can see that there are a lot of people sitting there, which of course is what they're supposed to do. Naturally, if they go into the water, there's going to be trouble from heavyweight people who don't need that. And it's really a thrilling thing for me to be out here because it's not so cold as it was. I don't want to catch a cold because I don't sound very good when I do my show if I have a stuffed up nose, of course. I think it's just terrific the way all the people respond to these boats. I mean, you wouldn't think that. I mean, we've got troubled times, and yet, people are out here willing to forget about the socioeconomic picture being what it is, 9%, which is about 4 above everybody else. But they're willing to forget that on a Sunday afternoon and watch a bunch of boats go. I mean, watch the excitement as the boats go around the course and attempt to Well, that's about all I had, Pat.
Attempt to what, Todd?
Well, just their... You don't know. Hey, what do they win? I mean, do they get a big trophy that
money,
says congratulations,
glory,
you were beautiful? What
prestige,
is it?
Prestige.
Yeah.
It's a team effort also.
How much bread?
A lot of heavy bread.
What kind
heavy
of money?
Bread.
No, all right, so say I got the Miss Tom Murphy and she wins. What am I going to get?
These are sportsmen.
Huh?
These are sportsmen. What hobby do you have? What is your hobby?
Well, I don't actually have a hobby.
What do you do for fun?
Well, that's just none of your business or anyone listening, I'll tell you that.
Right on, huh?
The people out on the barge think I'm funny. You know, I don't know what it is.
We go to the pits in Norm Gregory right now.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Pat, this is Tim Burgess. We're trying to get next to Tommy Fultz right now and ask him what happened to that boat.
Tommy, can we ask if you had any idea what happened, why it wouldn't start?
I think it's the primer system. I think the primer system's out. We're going to check it out right now.
Is that repairable?
Oh, yeah, if we can figure out what it was.
Tommy Fultz, the driver of the Little Buzzard, saying that it was a primer system apparently that caused the malfunction of his boat so that he couldn't get into that last heat. Pat, back to you.
Walter Cade just came into the pits grinning like a chizzy cat. He's very excited the way that boat ran this afternoon. Norm Gregory, are you close to Walter Cade? Norm Gregory apparently isn't too close to Walter Cade. Norm has never been very close to Walter Cade.
Walter is like that. It's so like Walter.
Walter's 105, you know.
Yes, I know.
They say he's 65, but he's really 105.
He'll probably get a big dose of Norm Gregory and won't talk to him when he sees him. Norm will go up and be offensive like he always is. Hey, Walter, how'd it run? You know, what kind of a thing is that to ask a guy? He's got a lot of problems himself.
The story on Heat 2B of the 70 Seafair Trophy race. The winner was Owensboro, and a very good time. The lap times again, 105, 103, 106, 105, 103. And Parco's O-ring and Little Buzzard didn't make it. Yes, Tom.
You never told me what they win if they win. Now, what
they win money, Tom.
Who?
Cash. Greater Seattle sells the buttons. Right?
The Seafair pin.
For a dollar. The Seafair bid.
I'm hip to them.
Right?
Yeah, I'm hip to them.
All right. They take the money and they put it in a bank account.
I see.
And then after
now,
the race.
Who's in charge of that?
Don't worry about it. It's everything is cool.
I want names.
Don't worry. Everything is fine. They've never lost a penny.
Okay.
Now then they write the drivers a check after the race relative to their finishing in the race. Accumulated points, the drivers receive checks.
Yeah.
Plus, all boats here get $500, what they call tow in money.
I see. Well, I think this is interesting. To people.
Well, I hope so, Tom. It's sure taking a lot of airtime. The story from
Pat?
Lake. Yes.
I want to hear that Neanderthal.
Hold on. I think we got Norm Gregory going. Norm, are you on? Norm isn't on. Well, that's Tom.
Play the Neanderthal record. A lot of the guys on the barge wanted to hear that.
Tom, if you were the driver of the Owensboro, because we can't seem to get to him, what would you say at this point?
I just say, what would I say?
Yeah.
I'd say, well.
Hi, Billy. Congratulations on the big victory. What would you say?
Well, the boat ran good, and I got a wonderful crew, and I'm very happy with the way that the water is fine. And we're awfully happy that it's not raining because you're going 100 miles an hour and a rain hits you right in the eye. It could give you, you know, a real bad eye. And we're just all thrilled with it. And we're looking forward to the next heat. And I think that we can take
As a public service, KJR is bringing you the 1970 Seafair Trophy race from Lake Washington, Seattle. We'll be back. Shut up, Tom. We'll be back with Heat 2C in just a moment. Stand by on KJR. Bobby, it's all yours.
You sure? Well, it is 3 o'clock in Seattle.
You wouldn't happen to know what time it is by any chance.
It's 3 o'clock in Seattle. Oh. KJR invites you to enjoy Seafair 70.
Everybody on the barge wants to hear it. I might as well go ahead and be a nice guy and play it for you. The Neanderthal Man. Sense, but I kind of feel that Pat O'Day wants another shot. He's on the barge there.
Just a little quick recap of those people along the beach and at home going into how it stands so far. Budweiser is automatically in the last heat. Vans PX at this point is automatically in the last heat. Miss Owensboro is automatically in the last heat. Now, that means that there's room for three more boats and it could be decided in this next heat between Madison, Notre Dame, Burien Lady, and Atlas Van Lines. Believe Leif Borgerson, who doesn't have any points, has to win this heat with a great elapsed time to even have a chance of getting into the final. Miss Madison, Jim McCormick, has 400. He's got a great shot at it. Miss U.S. has withdrawn from the race this afternoon. They blew their last engine. So that's how it stands. It's a great heat coming up, and airtime on the heat will take it at about a song away in about 3.5 minutes, so hang on for the excitement from Lake Washington. Thanks, Bobby.
I thought I was doing quite well at Port Townsend. I managed about 36 knots there for a short time until they had small craft warnings up briefly. And heat 2B, a bitter disappointment for the Pride of Pain Pack. Little Buzzard and Tommy Falls, who was unable to start his boat in time for the heat, and that was kind of sad. I know that I cry a lot, too. We got 7 minutes after three with Roddy Dyson and the Seafair Parade. Seafair Parade. Did I say that? No, I wasn't right.
Excuse me. Let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you?